present All Gas and Gators. The Affair at Cookham Lock. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil. It's evening, and in the bishop's study, the bishop and the archdeacon are sitting side by side on the sofa, discussing a matter of some importance.
Higby, are you absolutely sure of your facts?
Yes, bishop. It all came out last week when you were taking that confirmation at Ringmold.
But Dr. Prentice is properly qualified. You amaze me. But how's he managed to treat his patients all the time?
Ah, that's where he's been so clever. He's been reading it up nights.
Of course. Yes, that's why he looks so tired.
You realize what this means, Bishop?
Henry, you're not suggesting Dr. Prentice murdered Mrs. Winters?
I certainly am.
But the afternoon Mrs. Winters was killed, Dr. Prentice went to Maidenhead. Otto Klein saw him in the antique shop.
He only saw him from behind. He could have been mistaken.
Well, Henry, yes, I'm afraid I can't agree. Still, there's only one way to find out.
Is it 8:30 already, Bishop?
Well, not quite. There's a minute or two to go. But I think I'll switch on, because this old television set takes a bit of time to warm up. There. Yes, I'll turn the sound down until it starts. You know, I was furious about missing that episode last week.
It would be worse to miss this one.
Oh, don't, Henry. After all these weeks wondering who the murderer is, my word, I'm looking forward to it.
So am I, Bishop.
Mind you, I still can't believe it's Dr. Prentice. I'm convinced it was the lock keeper.
But, Bishop, he was working the lock. All the afternoon, people saw him.
Ah, but that could have been his wife. You remember, Henry, it was raining, you see. He was wearing oilskins and a sou'wester. Now, she's very tall, you know.
I know, Bishop. A fine figure of a woman.
That is not right. Shall I pour you some coffee?
Please, Bishop. I always enjoy your coffee.
Give me a cup. Hello, Henry. Henry, come over here.
What is it, Bishop?
Look out the window. The cathedral floodlighting's gone wrong again.
Really? Oh, dear. The dean will be upset.
Yes, Henry, he will. I think I'd better ring him and tell him about it, don't you?
Oh, I see. Isn't that a bit hard, Bishop?
Well, he jolly well deserves it. I told him to get a proper firm of lighting engineers. Oh, no, he could do it himself. And what's the result? It's gone wrong 4 times in the first 2 days. Hello, Dean. Yes, I'm terribly sorry to disturb you, but I happen to notice the floodlighting has gone wrong again. Yes, I'm sure it's only teething troubles. But had you called in a proper firm of lighting engineers, as I suggested? Well, it's hardly economy, Dean, if it keeps going wrong, is it? And another thing, that light you put in my mulberry tree is shining directly into my bedroom window. Oh, not at all, Dean. No, not at all. I thought you'd just like to know. Good night, Dean. Oh, I enjoyed that, Henry. I know I shouldn't, but even a bishop is human, you know.
Well, I call it a scandal.
Really? Do you think I went too far? Should I ring back and apologize?
No, no, no. The light, Bishop, shining in your bedroom.
Oh, that.
Yes, keep you awake. Good night.
It doesn't. As a matter of fact, Henry, I can sleep through practically anything, but don't tell the dean.
Has it started?
No, no, no. You're all right.
Oh, thank goodness. Scouts went out rather late tonight, and I couldn't bear to miss the last episode. I must see how they catch him.
Him? Do you know who it is, then?
Of course, Archdeacon. It's the insurance agent.
The insurance agent?
But he can't have done it.
Ah, of course he couldn't. He was in Australia.
Well, he did it, my lord. You look at his eyes.
His eyes?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
They're too close together, Archdeacon. Now, my grandmother used to say, she always used to say, never trust a man whose eyes are too close together.
Oh, really, Newt?
But she was always right, my lord. She said you couldn't trust Hitler.
Oh, really? How very perceptive of her, yes. Now, come and sit down.
Oh, shall I see who that is?
Yes, Newt, and get rid of them. It'll be starting soon.
Ah.
Oh, hello, Dean.
Good evening, Newt. I wish to see the bishop.
Oh, do you? Well, he's in his study, I'm afraid.
Good. Send him on here, Newt.
Oh, well, will you leave your tool bag here in the hall or keep it with you?
I will keep it with me.
Oh, right, sir. My lord, the dean.
Oh, Dean?
Yes. Am I interrupting something?
Interrupting? Well, no, of course not. That is to say, yes. Well, yes. In fact, we are about to watch a program on television, Dean.
Can there be anything on television worthy of notice?
My dear Dean, you've been missing an excellent program. It's the best thing since, Henry, when did they last show anything as exciting?
Last November, Bishop.
Oh, really, Henry? What was that?
The Miss World competition.
Yes, well, Dean, but you see, this is quite different. Really, absolutely first class.
But what is it, my lord?
It's a thriller.
A thriller? Nothing worthy of notice.
Well, what can I do for you, Dean?
I have come to thank you for telephoning me so promptly about the floodlighting.
Oh, think nothing of it, Dean. It was a pleasure.
I'm aware of that. I am aware, my lord, that you are hostile to my efforts to save this cathedral money by installing the floodlighting myself.
Nonsense, Dean. Still, you must admit it does keep going wrong.
I admit no such thing. The fault has been rectified.
Really? What was it? The whole thing wrongly assembled?
It was simply a loose connection at the junction box.
Oh, well, everything's all right then.
Yes, my lord.
Until the next time.
There'll be no next time.
Really? I wish I had your faith.
What about that light in the bishop's bedroom, Dean?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you reminded me of that, Henry. Now, Dean, that is far from satisfactory.
Oh, that, yes. It is the spotlight for the spire, and its sighting is very difficult.
Precisely, Dean. It calls for expert knowledge, the sort of knowledge that only a proper firm of lighting engineers can be expected to possess.
Couldn't you draw your curtains, my lord?
What, sleep in a stuffy room? No, Dean, I really must insist. Something's done.
Oh, very well. If you will take me up to your bedroom and show me the problem.
With pleasure. Will you come up now?
Bishop.
Yes? What, Henry?
There isn't time.
Good gracious, no, I nearly forgot. On second thoughts, Newt, show the Dean where my room is, will you?
Me, my lord. But I don't want to miss the start
of
the...
Oh, don't worry. We'll call you when it starts. Now, off you both go.
Yes, and I'll say good night now, Dean.
I beg your pardon, Archdeacon?
Oh, no, what the Archdeacon means is, Dean, that there's no need to come in here and say good night to us. Just show yourself out when you've solved the problem.
Very well, my lord, if it is capable of a solution.
Well, if it isn't, you can still call in an expert firm to advise you, can't you?
There will be no need for that. If it is possible to do anything, rest assured I shall do it. Good night, gentlemen.
I'll turn the sound up, Henry. Come on. Sit down. Oh, I think it'll be some time before we have any more trouble with the Dean.
Certainly, Bishop.
Hello, Sparky.
And now, the final episode of our thriller serial, The Affair at Cookham Lock. Episode 13, The Killer Exposed.
Here we go, Henry. You still think it's Dr. Prentice?
Certain, Bishop.
Well, I'm afraid you're in for a disappointment.
Oh, you started and then you promised me that
you... All right. You haven't missed anything.
But you promised that you'd call...
But, Roger, just because Dr. Prentice isn't properly qualified, he doesn't. He's a murderer.
See, Henry?
But Otto Klein saw him in Maidenhead from the afternoon Paula Winters was murdered.
What did I say?
He could have been mistaken.
Otto Klein mistaken. I think we might call on Mr. Otto Klein.
Now, is the thief, eh, Bishop?
We certainly shall, Henry. Oh, look, what pretty scenery. There they are. Oh, that's the antique shop.
They're wasting time seeing Otto Klein. Why don't they go and see the insurance agent?
That's not keep us the chap they want. Here he is. It's quiet, everyone, quiet.
I didn't speak, Bishop.
Oh, shut up, Henry.
You are interested in this pair of dueling pistols. Exquisite workmanship, is it not?
Yes, a friend told me he'd seen them last week.
Ah, so. I have many people here who are admiring them.
You might remember my friend. His name is Dr. Prentice.
Ah, Dr. Prentice.
Hello, my lord!
Hey, oh, what was that?
He's coming down the stairs.
Oh, what on earth does he want? Turn the sound down, Lupin.
Good news, my lord. Their light, I find, is capable of realignment.
Really? Well, that is good news. Well, I expect you send somebody around in the morning, will you?
Certainly not. I cannot allow you to have another disturbed night. The adjustment is quite a simple one. If you will lend me a step ladder,
I will do it. Well, I'm afraid there we can't help you, dear.
Yes, we can. My lord, there's one under the stairs.
Ah, then if someone would show me...
But, Dean, there's really no need to do it now.
I insist.
Oh, very well. Luke, get the step ladder.
Me, my lord? Why?
Because you were so helpful telling everybody where it was.
Well, it's through here, Dean, in the hall.
Thank you, Newt, thank you.
With the aid of a step ladder, my lord,
I can soon settle the problem. Through here, you say, Newt?
Yes, Dean. You will tell me what happens, won't you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Promise?
Yes, yes, of course I will. Hurry up. Quick, Henry, turn the sound up. We're missing what Otto Klein is saying.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. That was all very interesting. Goodbye.
We've missed it.
Oh, really?
Well, where are they going now, Bishop?
Well, I've no idea. Hello? Hello, there's the river. They're stopping.
We'll take a boat out on the river. It'll be safer.
Good idea. This place makes me uneasy.
Here, this one will do.
Here, Henry. Look at that boatman watching them. He's going into his hut.
Who's he ringing, Bishop?
I don't know, Henry. But I don't like the look of it.
Can you see who is answering it, Bishop?
No, no. No, that could be anybody's back. I expect it's the lock keeper. Here we are. We're back on the river.
Oh, so peaceful here. Oh, dear, I can hardly believe that this time last week, Paula Winters was alive and well.
Don't upset yourself, Francis. We must talk.
Yes, of course, Roger. Now, let's go carefully over everything Otto Klein said.
Oh, Bishop. Oh,
first time
Henry, we're in luck.
Hello! Oh, no. Don't switch it off, Bishop.
Oh, I'll just turn the sound down. What is it, Dean?
May we bring this ladder through here into the garden, my lord?
Can't you take it out through the back door?
I said that, but Newt said it would be quicker to bring it through here.
Oh, did he? Very well, only hurry.
Thank you, my lord. All right, your hand, Newt.
Yes, Dean.
Now, right. Now, left, left. That's it. Now, careful as you come round that door, Newt.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
You, Newt, are hurrying. Well, at least I hope you are.
I am, my lord, yes.
Then don't stand there looking at the television like that.
Sorry, my lord, I was just wondering, is that Francis in the boat?
Yes, yes. Now, get on that.
Of course. All right, your hand, Dean.
Oh. Yes, yes. One moment.
Oh, now, what's the matter, Dean?
Nothing, my lord. I was just wondering, is that the Thames?
Well, yes, it is.
I thought it was.
Yes, well, don't let us hold you up, Dean.
Which part of the river is it?
Maidenhead.
I thought I recognized it. I had an aunt who lived there.
You must tell us about her sometime.
Oh. Forgive me, Dean, but this is getting really very exciting, isn't it, Henry?
Oh, yes, Bishop, it was.
What is the title of the work?
The Affair at Cookham Lock.
Really? I believe I know it.
You do?
I suppose you had an aunt who lived there, too.
No! No, Archdeacon. I know the book.
But I thought you didn't like thrillers, Dean.
I don't. But when I was on holiday last year, it was the only book in the hotel, so I was obliged to read it.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
No, I thought it was a trivial work. Come on, Luke.
Come in, Dean. You will tell me what happens, won't you?
Yes, yes. Now get that ladder out of here, for goodness
yes,
sake.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, you're in, Dean.
Yes,
quick, Bishop. Turn the sound up.
Right, Henry, right.
Then he went out. Oh. Well, I think that covers everything Otto Klein said.
Oh, we've missed it again.
We'd better get back, Francis. We're getting near the weir.
Roger, what's that power boat doing?
What power boat?
That big blue one coming towards us.
Great Scott! It's coming right for us.
We shall be pushed over the weir.
Hold on, Francis. Hold on.
Who's driving it, Henry?
I can't see, Bishop.
Well, we shall in a moment as it comes past.
My lord,
what's the matter?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, Luke, Really? Did you see who was driving that powerboat, Henry?
No. Newt startled me.
Oh, really? Now it's gone. Really?
I'm sorry, my lord. I only want to know what's happening.
Well, we can't tell you now.
But you must. You promised.
We did, Bishop.
Oh, well. Where were we at?
They were just seeing Otto Klein in the antique shop.
Ah, yes, yes, of course.
Well, what did he say?
We don't know.
We missed that bit.
Well, what happened then?
Oh, well, they drove down to the river, you see, and went for a row.
Yes.
And the boatman saw them and made a phone call.
Who to?
We don't know.
We didn't see who it was.
Well, what happened then?
Well, then, you see, they began to discuss everything Otto Klein had said.
Really? What had he said?
We don't know.
We missed that bit.
It strikes me you just haven't been paying attention.
Newt! There is no need to be rude.
I'm sorry, my lord.
I should jolly well hope you are.
May I ask what's happening now?
Well, if you'll sit down and shut up, we might find out.
All right. They've gone over the weir. Oh, look, there they are in the rushes.
Come on, we must get out of these wet things.
Oh, yes, but where?
Look, there's the lockkeeper's cottage.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere.
Come on, Dean.
Well, I think the lockkeeper did it.
Really? What an interesting theory.
Dean, what do you want?
Well, my lord, excuse me. Let me turn the sound down, will you? Yes, it's very frustrating.
It certainly is.
After all, I find this spotlight is not amenable to adjustment.
Oh, does this mean you'll be going then, Dean?
I fear so, my lord. It seems there is nothing more I can do.
Oh, well, never mind. Let me show you out.
It's unfortunate there isn't another convenient branch on the mulberry tree. It's only a matter of a few inches.
Oh, don't worry about it, Dean. Don't worry about it. I'm sure you've done your best and you must be very anxious to get home.
If only there was something else I could fix it to.
What about the wall?
Which wall?
The wall of the house, just outside the French door.
No, no, that's no good, I'm afraid.
No, it's out of the question, Dean.
I wonder.
I'm sure it would work. You could put it up just up here. The angle's the same, and it couldn't possibly shine into your bedroom, my lord.
Nonsense, nuts. You don't know what you're talking about.
I think your chaplain has got something, my lord.
Well, if he hasn't now, he jolly soon will have.
It's just an idea.
Yes, and a deeply stupid one, nuts. Dean, I don't want to waste any more of your time.
No, it won't, my lord. It's a straightforward job and won't take a moment. I'll go and get my tools from the hall, my lord.
Really, Newt, of all the idiotic ideas, the last thing we need is the dean fiddling about outside the French windows. Don't you want to see this episode?
Yes, my lord, it just suddenly struck me.
Well, it's a pity it didn't strike you a bit harder. Goodness knows what we're missing. They were just going to see the lockkeeper. Dean... You don't mind if we go on watching the television, do you?
No, please do, my lord. I wouldn't dream of interrupting you.
Oh, that's very kind.
Not at all. Now, if someone would just help me with the ladder, I would climb up and find a suitable site for the lamp out here.
Off you go, Newt. Help the dean.
Oh, but I helped him before.
And you will help him again and again and again. Now, get up.
Oh, yes, my lord. Yes, of course.
Quick, Henry, turn the sound up.
Bishop, look.
What? Who's that?
The lockkeeper's wife.
Ah, Henry, you see what I mean? She is tall, isn't she?
Yes, Bishop. A fine figure of a woman.
Tall, oh, Henry. No, if you ask me, Henry, she did it.
Motorboat, sir? What motorboat?
A big blue one.
Blue? Oh, yes. That one belongs to Mr. Peters. The insurance agent.
No, don't say that was right after all.
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, yes, sit down a bit. Yes. No, where are they, Archdeacon?
The lock.
I'll try that.
Yes, for goodness sake, stop whispering, Henry.
Feeling better, are you?
Thank you. You've been very kind.
That's all right, sir.
Goodbye.
I don't like the way she's standing there, Henry.
Really, Bishop? I was rather enjoying it.
Oh! You know, Henry, there's more to that woman than meets the eye. Hello? Who's coming down the path?
Hey. What on earth?
What's happened?
The picture's gone.
Oh, this is too much. I'll give the set a knock.
Is that wise, Bishop?
Yes, Henry, I know what I'm doing. How's that?
No good, my lord.
It's funny, it's always worked before. What about that?
The picture's still fuzzy, Bishop.
No, really? Well, how about this? Isn't it better?
No, my lord. Look, it's not that. It's the dean up the ladder. He's causing the distortion.
What? Yes, of course. Dean! Dean!
Yes, my lord!
Come here at once.
What is the matter, my
You're
lord?
You're ruining the picture. Yes, you see, Dean, when you go up the ladder, you interfere with the reception and the picture goes fuzzy.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, I can't help that, Dean. It's true.
Let me get this straight. You are suggesting that every time I go up to the top of those steps, I in some way interfere with your television.
Yes.
But that's impossible.
What do you mean?
I'm not up the steps now.
But the picture isn't distorted now.
Indeed it is, my lord.
What?
Sorry for this break in transmission. Normal service will be resumed as soon as possible. And in the meantime, some music.
There. Your problem is solved, my lord. The lamp is moved, and thank you for holding the ladder.
It was a pleasure, Dean.
Luke, have you found the table?
Yes, he's still in the struggle. I'm just untangling it, so you'll
have they rectified the fault
yet, Henry?
No, Bishop. It's still the picture of the swan.
That's this happening right in the middle of the basket. If you want to know the end of the story, you have only to ask, my lord.
Thank you, Dean. I prefer to wait and see for myself.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter with you, Newt?
Well, I'm afraid the power cable isn't long enough to reach the light now. You put it up here, my lord.
Oh, really, Newt? You might have thought of that before you suggested it.
I'm sorry, my lord.
Well, it looks as though I shall have to use your power supply, my lord.
Use my power supply? Shut it, not. What an idea.
May I remind you that all this trouble I am taking is entirely in your interest, my lord.
May I remind you, Dean, that if you'd engaged a proper firm in the first place, it wouldn't have been necessary.
Quick! It's starting!
Good! What? Oh, come in! Come on, Duke! Here you go!
And now, the affair at Cookham Lock.
But what about the power? I can't get any more cable until tomorrow.
Oh, all right, do as you like, only shut up. They found a body.
Henry, look.
Don't look, Francis. It's not a pretty sight.
Can you see who it is? No, my lord.
It's Otto Klein.
Shot through the head with his own dueling pistol.
My word. They've made a mess of him.
Why?
Because he was blackmailing Dr. Prentice.
Dr. Prentice?
Blackmailing
What did
Roger?
I say?
He did it!
What did Dr. Prentice
I shouldn't be too sure of that, Archdeacon.
What do you want, Dean?
May I unplug this light, my lord?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, it's quite simple, really. You see, Francis, Dr. Prentice and Paula Winters had been lovers for some time.
My lord!
In fact, since
what's it now? May I plug the spotlight into this pocket?
This means the murderer can only be one person.
My lord!
Certainly it looks like it.
My lord!
Yes?
May I switch on?
Yes, do what you like.
To think we've suspected so many people, and all the time, it was...
What?
What is it?
Dean, what have you done?
I seem to have fused the light.
How could you, Dean?
Really, Dean, this is too much.
Don't worry, my lord. If you will show me where the fuse box is, I'll mend it.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm not letting you near that fuse box.
But we've got to get someone to mend it, my lord.
Yes, Newt, and we will. A proper, qualified, professional electrician.
Oh, shall I ring Mr. James?
Yes, and tell him it's an emergency.
Right, my lord. Now, where's his number? Has anyone got a match?
Here we are.
Here we are.
Well, let's hope he's in. We must know how it ends.
Remember, I can always help you there, my lord.
Thank you, Dean. You've helped quite enough for one night.
Hello. Mr. James, this is the Bishop's chaplain speaking. How are you?
Oh, good.
And, Mrs. James. Oh, splendid, yes. And then little Andrew. He's got over his whooping cough.
Get on with it, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I mean, I'm glad. I'm not sorry is better. No. No, that was something else. Yes, well, we've had a fuse, you see. Could you come round? Yes, it's an emergency. Oh, that is kind, yes. Yes, right, we'll be seeing you. He's coming by, my lord.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes, he'll be here in about 5 minutes.
What? Why can't he come immediately?
No, he's watching the serial. He said he was no idea.
Fine. I've never known such selfishness, really. Tell him not to bother. Tell him in future we'll get a decent, responsible electrician who knows his job.
Right, my lord. Mr. James.
Oh, you heard the bishop, did you?
Yes. Well, good night, Mr. James.
The light, they
come on.
Who made the fuse?
Me, bishop.
Henry, dear old friend, well done. Now, when the set warms up, we shall at least see enough to find out who did it.
I fear not, my lord.
What do you mean, Dean?
The time.
Time? Ooh, it's past nine. Oh, no.
We've missed it. We've missed it. We've missed the end.
Oh, this is too much. We must know who the murderer is.
Fortunately, my offer is still open.
Is it, Dean? Well, let me just tell you what I think of your offer.
Bishop.
Yes, Henry, what?
Well, we must know, Bishop.
Yes, we must, my lord.
What? Oh, well, yes, I suppose so. All right, Dean, would you please tell us?
With pleasure, my lord. May I sit down?
Yes, yes, of course.
Thank you. Now, you recall that Mrs. Winters was found dead in her husband.
But that was the first episode.
Oh, you don't need to go back as far as that.
No, you want me to start later?
Of course, of course.
Well, you are aware that Otto Klein was murdered with a dueling pistol.
Yes. Yes.
Highly improbable event, if you will pardon my saying so.
Oh, do you think so?
Certainly. No dueling pistol that has been loaded for so long in a climate like this would still fire. The powder would be far too damp. And then, when one considers the question of the priming,
oh, but well, it never mind about all that, Dean.
There is no need to be impatient, my lord.
Well, but who did it? Who did it? That's all we want to know.
Oh, if that is all you want to know.
It is.
But, Bishop...
Oh, quiet, Henry, don't you start.
But it's still on.
What on earth?
Of course. That's breaking transmission. It must be running late.
Well, as I was saying...
Don't you want me to tell you who it is?
We do not. Will you please take your tool bag and go?
But you just asked me to tell you. Well, we've changed our mind.
Oh, very well. I will return in the morning with the extra cable so that I can connect the light up once more. And then after that, I firmly believe...
Yes, thank you. Good night, Dean. Good night. Oh, at last. Now we shall know who did it.
I still can't think why he did it.
I suppose he was just that sort of man. He'd been in a Japanese prisoner of war camp, you know.
Well, I'm glad it's all over. What do you do now?
I'm not sure. I've always wanted to see the pyramids.
Then you'll be leaving Cooker?
Yes, but only if you will come with me.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, Francis.
Oh, Bishop.
Oh, my lord, we still don't know who did it. What should we do?
Do not. Turn that thing off. There's only one thing to do. Hello? Dean? Dean? I wonder if you would be kind enough to answer a question.
Yes, Dean.
Well, I'm perfectly well aware Mrs. Winters was murdered on her houseboat. What I want to know is who did it. Well, don't talk to me like that, Dean. All I want to know is who did the thing.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Francis, Kate Binchy, Roger, John Sampson, Otto Klein, Manning Wilson. The Affair at Cookham Lock was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by David Hatch.